In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak. I assigned Jesus and his teaching for 12 hours. This is a great challenge for me. Hope that God can help us for these all 12 hours. So each hour can edify our faith and glorify God. We know the life of Jesus and his teaching is written in the book of Matthew and Mark and Luke and John. All three, four books, that's very precious. The material here, this is not I wrote it. Make sure this is used in 1998. And so don't give me any credit. I use this material to study myself. So make sure cross out my name there. Otherwise, it's... I think John Young, I think he wrote it basically, and then I look at the several materials, and then I asked the GA send me the material for his teaching, and I get the several years throughout the NYTS, and then I choose this one. I think it's for me, this material is best for me, so I choose this material. Who is a Jesus? The first one. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16 from verse 13 to 16. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he began asking his disciples, saying, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, and others Elijah, but still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, Son of the living God." This is a very precious incident for Jesus Christ. When he chose his disciple and select them as a 12 his own disciple, and teaching them, training them on the way. I think at this time, many people follow Jesus Christ, and consider a kind of multitude follow Jesus Christ. Maybe each one of them have a different desire and for seeking something from the Lord, from the Jesus Christ. I think at this time, not many people truly understand who is Jesus Christ. Some says he mentioned the prophet, and some says Elijah. So treat Jesus as like a prophet. Nobody, not many people really think about the Jesus as a living God. But Peter, he understood that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of living God. And these confess... Jesus really true assurance. His ministry is really meaningful, and also his ministry is considered as successful. We have a notice when Jesus, three some years of his ministry, he do not focus on the multitude actually. His training focus is only small group of people and training them and let them to be finest to grow up, to preach the gospel, to accomplish the will of God and His salvation. So as here, all the students, our brother and sister, we understand Jesus Christ as a true God is very precious. This is become our foundation. This is become our solid rock for become a Christians, to grow up ourselves, to later on to become a soldier of God. Now we know that many out there, many different denomination out there, different Christianities, many different segment of the Christians believe Jesus, but the way we believe in Jesus Christ is actually the right way and the correct way to lead us to true salvation. So, and also, if we find out the true God to believe in, guide us the truth and secure our salvation. So, let's look at the Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, verse 9. For God, whom I serve in my spirit in the preaching of the gospel of His Son, is my witness as to how unceasingly I make mention of you. And here the Paul says, for God, whom I serve in my spirit, in the preaching of the gospel of His sons. Apostle Paul, at the beginning, and he grew up as a Jewish. He understood God according to the scriptures, and I think in Old Testament, five books of Moses. Surely he studied and he read the scriptures, and that's why he became a Pharisee. And a Pharisee is not something you you want to be, but it takes a lot of time to study hard, to build up your knowledge and your understanding, and also through the rabbi to train under the trainings, and show your heart, and then become a group of the Pharisees. Pharisees is considered as a leading religious leaders. They are the one holding Jewish belief and heritages. So continue to bring this whole entire the people in the land of Judea to become. They are the one who the leading group to as a religious. but when Jesus came to this world, and he preached the gospel, and he died on the cross. He misunderstood about Jesus Christ, and then later on, he persecuted the Christians, even bring them into the death. We know that he is the one that as a leading figure to persecute the Christian. Even he can come up to even other location to go to persecute the Christians. That much he have a zeal to protect his belief. But once he met Jesus Christ, and he truly understands, and he is God himself, Jesus is the one to become a true Savior, he understood. And after he understand that Jesus is his Savior, and he give up everything in his all his belief, what he has the most precious things in his life, and give up for the Jesus Christ. So right understanding helps us to bring us, to motivate us in the right direction, to help us to really can dedicate ourselves for glorify God. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. First Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 1. For I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drink the same spiritual drink, for they were drinking from a spiritual rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with the most of them of God who were not well pleased, for they were laid low in the wilderness. We know that this incident, this history in the book of Exodus. When Moses led this people, Israelites, out of Egypt. And these people saw a lot of miracle and incidents on the process of they get out of the Egypt. And because God trying to showing them, who am I? But many people do not realize whom they believe. So they have their own desire and do not clearly understand why they have to get out of the Egypt and have a suffering on the wilderness. And so most of the 600,000 people perished on the wilderness. Because we have to think about why these people, they successfully get out of Egypt and they all cross the Red Sea and they become a free man. And why they were all perished in the wilderness. And because they do not understand God clearly. They do not know who is their true Savior, actually. And they do not know where they were led to their life, to their destinies. So all this kind of knowledge, misunderstanding of their, it serves them to misunderstand God. Eventually, they believe in God, they drink, and they drink the water from the rock, from God, but end up they are perished. So our foundations, or here the verse 4 mentioned the spiritual rock which followed them, the rock was Christ. We wish that you and I, we truly believe Jesus as our foundations and our true solid rock. So that we are faced to never be waived, our life to be misled by something else. In the course of my Christian life, now it's my life is 43 years. I grew up in the True Jesus Church. I look at the peoples from the church. Some people. Many people still stay in the church, but many people do not come to church. When I come here, the 1982 El Monte Church, when this church was mother church before, and then at that time, I know the many members, and then they go other place, they move here. Of course, many people relocate somewhere, different place. But I have noticed that many people do not come to church, and they walk away from God, and some people wait to commit sins away from God. There are many kind of instances why these things happen, because they do not put their foundation, the Lord, as their true rock in their faith. So I hope that all the brothers and sisters, you and I, we need a same confession, like a Peter. He confessed, "You are the Christ, you are my Savior, and you are the living Son of the living God." We have a same confession, a same foundations so that we can build up our true faith on the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's turn to John chapter 6. John chapter 6, verse from 66. As a result of this, many of his disciples withdrew and were not walking with him anymore. Jesus therefore to the 12, "You do not want to go away also, do you?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have words of eternal life." And here, one more time, Peter answered the right answer and supported Jesus Christ. We have noticed in the previous chapters, Jesus performed many great miracles. And Jesus healed many peoples and helped them. We have noticed chapter 6 mentioned about Jesus fed 5,000 peoples. So I think many people, they have a certain desire, a certain expectation from Jesus Christ. If I follow Jesus Christ, I got something from him. But when he changed to the message from the physical bread to the spiritual bread, people do not follow Jesus Christ. All the multitude goes away. Now only actually few peoples around Jesus Christ. At this time, I think Jesus considers quite discouraged. And I think that's why he asked his disciples, asked, "Do you want to go away also, do you?" In verse 67, here in this way. I'm sure because Jesus knows that these 12, they do not depart from him. But these questions come from the reflections of heart of Jesus Christ, and really discouraged and disappointment from his heart. And at that time, Peter answered to Jesus, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have a word of eternal life." Every time when Jesus mentioned about my words has eternal life, we know most of precious things is the word of God. Your life and my life, all precious. But if we do not follow the word of God, the destiny is not the heaven, but the destructions and final judgments. But then at the same time, many of you maybe grew up in this church from baby, just like me, and grew up in this church. We feel that maybe because we are secure for salvation. When we daily life, we do not read the Bible, we do not pray, but still we feel that we are okay. When other people, when other denomination people, so they read the Bible, but they cannot go to the kingdom of God because they not be baptized. But me, I already baptized. Me, I already received the Holy Spirit. But at the same time, how much we can cherish the Word of God in our heart? It is we have to ask ourselves: if we truly believe that Jesus is our Savior, we believe that Jesus has eternal life, we have to meditate the Word of God. We have to go back to the Bible to become a Word of God, become our guiding lights in our path, in our life. We hope that we can more put our heart to read Bible and truly being led by the Word of God. We have noticed that once you go to college and when you go out to get a job, when you find out your spouse, at that times, It tells us how much your meditation work at that time. And many people, the time comes to get a college majors, and when you, of course, you want most of you already college, right? You are in college because you are. If you are away from home, then everything is your own way of your life. You can make decisions, and weekends away from parents, away from the church, and you know, and there's a temptations, and they're all different kind of temptation. I think the weekends comes during your school times. That times your decisions, it's important. What kind of make decisions? Of course, nobody there, but if you truly build up with the Word of God, and Word of God guides your life, a daily life, you can make a right decisions. So temptation is like testing what kind of faith we have. Consider it's a little values every day. You and I, when we meditate the Word of God, even few words and few verses, maybe one chapter, day by day it builds up, it guides your later your life. Such as now life in your college, it really based on your, so far how much you build up your Word of God. So if you haven't really tried to read the Bible daily basis, if you haven't tried your life, a prayer life every day, 20, 30 minutes of your prayer, you can try. Not only the NYTS, but once you go back, you can build up your own faith. NYTS maybe because it helps you maybe a few weeks. Maybe this one can go maybe next 1 month. Maybe something like that. But once you make a decision for this, in this NYTS, from now on, no matter what instance I have in my life, in daily work, I want to at least certain time, I want to meditate the Word of God. Because the Word of God has eternal life. You mentioned that you have a Word of eternal life. Talking about the Word of God, the Scriptures. If you continue to meditate the Word of God, it makes you to make the right decisions and right judgments to guide you to eternal life. It avoid all kind of a possible mistake. It avoid all kind of a possible committing sins. So I hope that eternal life is come from the Word of God. We truly believe, then truly we can apply in our life and through the practice, so that we can see our Lord Jesus Christ through our daily life. Number two, we need God's revelation to know Jesus. Matthew chapter 16, we read it here. When Peter confessed to Jesus Christ, you are the Christ, you are the Son of living God. And Jesus gave a credit not to the Peter, but credit to God. Because it revealed, because it's not you, but God himself. Look at Matthew chapter 16, 17. Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Because of God help you to rebuild, to let you understand this truth. So when you understand that Jesus is our Savior, He's a living God, the simple understandings, it's not came from our own understanding, it came from God. That's why we can, this is a true blessing. This is a chosen blessing, we can say. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 35. Isaiah chapter 35, verse from 5. Then the eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. Then the lamb will leap like a deer, and the tongues of the dumb will shout for joy, for waters will break forth in the wilderness, and the stream in the Arava. Verse 7, and the scorched land will become a pool, and the thirsty ground a spring of water in the hunts of jackals. It's a resulting resting place. Grass become reeds and rushes. And the highway will be there, a roadway. And it will be called the highway of holiness. The unclean will not travel on it, but it will be for him who walk that, and fool will not wander on it way. No lion will be there, nor will any vicious beast go up on it. These will not be found there, but the redeemed will walk there. And the ransoms of the Lord will return and come with a joyful shouting to Zion's, with everlasting joy upon their heads. They will find gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. I think this is a description of the time of Jesus' comings. And this, Isaiah kind of prophesied of coming of Jesus Christ. And if Jesus comes, what will happen? And here mentioned that verse 5 says, then the eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. So this word here is when Jesus comes, and people's eyes will be opened, their deaf will be opened, can hear the word of God. Bible is quite simple. When we understand the truth, Bible is not quite difficult. So understanding the truth is not only for rich peoples, only for the knowledgeable peoples, but the truth is come from, understanding is come from the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Out there, many knowledgeable people, they do not still believe in God. One of my father's father's brother, he was a judge in Korea a long time ago. He was he's very knowledgeable person. He studied in the Japan and come back, and but my father, I think, suggest him to believe in Jesus Christ, and he mentioned that I do not believe in God, but I read the Bible, because the Bible because of the many laws that is in here in the Bible, and as a reference, it gives us a great benefit. Many people, they do not believe in God, but they read the Bible. Because of the many many good messages, it helped them as a reference. But if the Spirit of God do not open their heart, do not open their minds, they cannot understand. We know that the time of Jesus Christ, many people, they trying to understand the truth, but they cannot. And like a religious leaders, they study the Bible, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, they all study the Bible. And they're pretty much, they're holding the Word of God in and out in their life. But they cannot see Jesus Christ. So understandings, without the revelation of God, we cannot understand the God, understand the Jesus Christ. That's when the Bible mentioned that this is a hidden treasures. I wish that we can, in your life and my life, once we have this truth, do not exchange it with this precious treasure with something else. But we have to buy it, we have to hold it, we have to own it. I hope that. Let's turn to Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. For I would have you know, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through revelation of Jesus Christ. Here the Paul clearly mentioned that what he has a pre-knowledge about God. He received all the education from the Gamaliel. And he have a plenty of knowledge about of God. But true revelations, when he converted Christians, he himself to become apostles, it is not came from other peoples, but it came from God. It's through the revelation of Jesus Christ. So without the revelation of God, we cannot understand our Lord God. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have accounted as a loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish in order that I may gain the Christ. I think as Apostle Paul, he really, this person is really amazing. Once he knows the Jesus Christ, he understands that Jesus is everything, and he forget about everything. He just capture, and he motivated by him, and his life can move on until his death. After Jesus died on the cross, all 12 of the disciples quite disappointed why Jesus died on the cross. We just only a few peoples. Out there is a strong other religious kind of power, authority out there. How we can handle our life. I'm sure when they were in the room at that time, they are quite discouraged and also quite fear upon them. But when the Jesus resurrect from the death and come on to them, and then training them for another 40 days. I think the 40 days of these times are considered a great encouragement for these disciples. And once they're being moved by this word of God, and they pray for Holy Spirit in Jerusalem, and then they receive the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Since the day they received the Holy Spirit, now they gain the power. They go out to preach the gospel. You ever notice at that time, the people, maybe say 120 people, we have about 100 people here. If we really truly motivated by the Word of God, we can be the same attitude like 120 people in Jerusalem. So we can change our society. We can change the many things actually. So. But the problem is our society, so we are, once you go out, there are a lot of many different kind of temptations. Once you get a job, once you have a family, and now kind of heart is kind of split. We know that we have to believe in God. We know that we know God is a priority. But somehow in our daily life, many other things becomes our priority, switch over one by one. That is the one that losing our spirit, losing our momentums. If we have a truly have the same heart like a 12 and 120 people in the upper room in the time of Acts, we can change. We can change our church, really. Don't think that only the preacher can preach the gospels. Actually, our preachers actually isolate ourselves. Once we go over to this church and that church, our circles, for example, my experience, my circle is a circle with the brothers and sisters. Most of my friends is gone already. My friends is a brother and sister, this church and that church. The one I phone list is not my friends. The one I was in college. Nobody in my phone list, really. Who is the phone list? All the brothers and sisters. Then I realized that who can preach the gospels? You can preach the gospels. You can be the acting as one of apostle, one of a disciple. You can go out to preach because you are the one can access out there your friends. For example, when you're in college, your college mate is the one right next to you, the target of preach the gospels. And if you are in a working place, the next one is the one target that can preach the gospels. When we have a truly motivated by the truth, when we truly motivated by the Holy Spirit, then we can preach the gospel to them. When you preach the gospel, you need help, then you can call the preachers and minister that we can go to help you. So initiations, it's not actually from us, our preachers, actually each one of you here. It's very precious. I really regret when I was in college, because when I was in college, I quite depressed actually, because I wasn't, there was a 28, 9 years old in my classrooms, most of them is the young, so it's hard to get along, and I just, you know, study at that age, it wasn't that fun, and only in my mind is just do it and graduate. That's in my mind. So I haven't thought about to preach the gospel to the classmates. That was my mistake. So I, because at that time it is actually easier because we share time in the library. We can exchange our kind of information. That was the best time I can get to know them more passively approach to them to preach the gospel. But my personality is quite changed after I become a preacher, actually. Because I'm a very passive person. I'm also a very introverted person. So I myself is not the kind of to stand up to talk. Actually, very... before I was a preacher, if the church assigned me for the meal grace, I cannot pray, actually, because I hear stop here. Because, pumping, then I stop here. Thank you, Lord. And then I don't know what to say. And then we thank you for meal. Amen. And that's pretty much. If I say something else, then it's I cannot control my pumping my heart. So it's better stop it. But actually, after that, I changed myself. But I think because at that time, so I have myself... my own depressions, my own negative ideas. But now, because you are actually best situation and best positions, be brave yourself. Once you have, because well, compared with your friends out there, you are the one who have the best one in your hands. Because you are the one, the children of God. If we understand that Jesus as our Savior, if we understand that Jesus as our God and our Father, we are the children of God. We are the one can be, enough confidence, bring up this word of God to preach the gospel. Don't be afraid. If there's something of fear come onto you, something that you cannot bring up the words out of your mouth, pray at that time. God, help me. It's not for myself. I want to do for you. Expand for your kingdoms. These treasures, so precious. I don't want only just holding myself. I have to give it somebody else, especially my friends next to me. Please let this precious treasure carry on to the next person. I know, Jesus, you are my Savior. Help me. Let this person also acknowledge you as your Savior. Once you have a truly motivated, this is the Acts here, the 120. Once they pray, they expanded, 4,000, 5,000 people converted to Christians. It depends on your motivations. It depends on our desires. Not only for your success of your, college, your degrees, or your, more than college or your graduates. It is important your careers. But most important thing is in our Christian life, preaching the gospel. For this one, this treasure, can let other people, we can bring this treasure to other people's hands. Of course, this one doesn't help us to build up our treasures in this world. Nobody, because when you preach the gospels, nobody, rewards you. Nobody give you $100 in your hands. But these rewards lay up in the kingdom of God. These generations, one day, passing by. But we are the one who have to preach the gospel. We are the one who become a disciple. Because we understand. Because you and I, we know Jesus is our Savior. We understand how we can enter the salvation. Many out there, so we know the all different kind of denominations. They work very hard. They think they have a treasure. How much we can treasure our truth in what we have. This is important issues, actually. Of course, we come here to listen to the Word of God. It is important. Of course, we pray here. It is important. But we have to put it into the actions. 120 people. They become a spiritual bomb and just explore it to preach the gospel and throughout the whole world. 2,000 years ago, this instance, we can happen. Not only the history, but we can happen. We can make it happen in now. It depends on your commitments. It depends on your desires for God. Yeah. When my wife wants to attend the Herbalife because he wants some extra money, it failed. But once she attended their seminar, she changed it. This product is very helpful. It really changed your life, health. Once, because it's motivated, because it's a good product. It's not for selling purpose. It helps your well-being of your life. Once we have a good things, we can preach the gospel. Why we cannot preach the gospel? Because we do not realize we truly that the Lord Jesus Christ is such a precious one in our life. Did I read Philippians chapter 3? Yeah, I read it. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry because the first hour, last night I couldn't sleep. And usually first night this is my happens. Once the brain starts to roll, then it's better. And hopefully from next time it's getting better. And I give you some... can you write these few verses that we can discuss in this afternoon? So. Job chapter 23, verse 1 to 10. And Psalm 110. Psalm 110. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1 to 11. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1 to 11. Joel chapter 2, verse 21 to 32. Joel chapter 2, verse 21 to 32. And John chapter 6, verse 33 to 51. John chapter 6, verse 33 to 51. Romans chapter 7, verse 14 to 25. So we can think about the times. Jesus came to this world right on time that when they need him. I think that's... I think I can speed on, I can finish up this material one by one. We pray, right? So let's kneel down, we can pray to conclude this morning session.